everybody, it's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Track the Gales Talk podcast, which is sponsored by John Fowler Solicitors. Big up Mark Kennedy and the team for their continued support. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is a big episode because we're joined none other by town legend, record goal scorer, all-round top person, Natasha Thomas, as we look ahead to Town's women's teams game at Portman Road. Tash, thanks so much for joining me. Always a pleasure. How's things?
No worries. Yeah, no, really good, actually. Just finished a lovely day at work, working from home in the office, as you can see. So, yeah, I'm doing really good and really looking forward to Saturday.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Yeah, you've got a nice little backdrop. If you're just listening on audio, Tash obviously has to bring out her historic shirt, 100 goals, a match ball, and probably a hat-trick ball. I'm sure there's another shirt there. What else you got behind you, Tash?
So it's the 100 appearance shirt, the 200 appearance shirts on the side, and then I've got my hat-trick ball there. So
love it. Of course, signed by the players. That was from this season. Yeah, obviously, you've scored loads of hat-tricks before as well. You've scored many hat-tricks before, but just in terms of that one, it's like, yeah, let's give you that one.
It's the first ball that I've got, actually, from a hat-trick. So I'm going to keep hold of that one. And I'm really proud of getting it as well. And then, obviously, I've got all the girls that have been able to sign that for me. So a lovely memory to take away as well.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, Tash, 200 appearances this season. Not this season, because we're not at 200 games. That would be mental. That would be too many games for the whole season. But against Cheltenham last month, what a landmark, what a milestone, what an achievement. For anybody to do that for one club is amazing. I think it's only two other players who have done it. Of course, Amanda Crump and Lindsay Cooper, two fantastic players as well. You're the third player to do it. I'm sure you've spoken about it already, but what an achievement.
Yeah, no, I am really proud of that because also I think when I first ever signed for Ipswich, I didn't ever think I'd be here for this long. And doing what I'm doing at the moment, I mean, 200 games, it's flown by, it really has. And when you look back at things and see everything that's changed and what's coming in, players have gone and come and coaching staff, things like that. So, yeah, no, I'm really proud of it. And for myself, I think it's just a great milestone just to put there. And as you all know, I love Ipswich. I support Ipswich myself. So, yeah, really good. Really happy with it.
Yeah, and of course, you've seen the club grow from the ground up, really. You know, before, you know, you were training outside Portland Road. That's where we used to train. Obviously, we went to the training ground, which is great. Obviously, training's changed. We've had loads of different players and coaches, as you mentioned. Obviously, we're looking ahead to a massive game this weekend, which we'll get onto. But is there any of that really stand out? I put you on the spot in the green room, but you've had times I may have a little think, but any games that really stand out from those 200 appearances?
Obviously a few of those. Obviously, I've scored quite a few goals, and I think that's always a highlight for myself. But I think for me and the growth of the game and where I saw the real big turn was when we played against Man City in the FA Cup. Obviously, with the scoreline aside, a lot of the players that are here today, we saw a glimpse of them within that game from the under-21s. And they just stepped up to the first team. And a lot of those players are still here today. And you can see the growth within those players as well and how they play and how they're understanding the information Joe's giving to us. And so I think for me, not just from a personal view, but from a club's view of the women's side, I think it definitely is the Man City game and the FA Cup and just where we are today. I just really think that was the turning point with everything here at Ipswich Town. Mm.
And I'm going to test you now, Tash. Can you remember your first game for the club? It was a long time ago. I'm not putting an age on it, but it was like, you know, a little while ago now. But 200 games, 203 games since you, of course, the game this weekend with your 204th. But yeah, can you remember that first time you put on that Ipswich Town shirt?
Yeah, I actually can. I can remember the game itself, but it was really weird because we had a quiz when we were away at Cheltenham and I just couldn't think of the team that my first ever game was against. And it was actually Enfield because the question was, who was your first goal? And I scored on my first game. So, and that was against Enfield. But no, I do remember stepping out to the field because I think I was pretty nervous because when Ralph, who was the coach manager at the time, he said to me, he was like, you're not going to be the best player on the pitch. You're going to have to earn that shirt. And I was just like, oh my goodness. So then when I got my first goal, I think I started to settle down and obviously enjoy the game itself. So I do remember it was quite misty as well at the same time. So for me, yeah, I do remember that game, and I'm glad it happened, and I'm glad I signed the papers.
Yeah, one appearance to then 203, as we mentioned. 146 goals, Tash. A pretty good score ratio. Any of that stand out, those goals? I think, once again, we probably spoke when you hit 100 goals, but 46 goals since then, 146 in total now. Any of that really stand out? Obviously, you scored a few hat-trick. I think there's a few games you scored maybe 4 and 5 in a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the goals, I'm pretty sure it was in the FA Cup again against Chichester, yeah. Quite close to the halfway line. That is definitely one that I'll remember. But I also think it's goals like when you're scoring a last-minute winner. I think I've got a few. I think there was one in MK Dons this season. And then there was one the season just gone. I can't quite remember who that was against. But I think it's just... I think it was. I think I come on, didn't I? And a header, I'm pretty sure it was, because I could just remember the graphics of the picture of my face with just being so excited and happy that we'd been able to get the goal back. But yeah, for me, I think it's definitely also those goals which mean a lot to the team as a whole, and getting the points on the board or getting to the next round of the FA Cup or League Cup or whatever that was. So, yeah, I do think it just depends on the atmosphere of the game and where we are. But yeah, I'd say those are a couple of the goals that I can remember. And it was very good to be able to celebrate those with the girls that were there at the point.
Definitely. And obviously, we've grown even in terms of the media side. You know, when me and Kieran came in, there was not really nothing there. Not even footage. I'm sure it's been great the last, you know, 3 or 4 years to have footage and see your goals and watch, you know, footage back. Has that been good as a player as well, as a striker as well, seeing different things you may need to work on to get better as well?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think obviously being a forward and people seeing, oh, Natasha Thomas has scored a goal, Natasha Thomas has scored a goal. I think sometimes I'll come away from a game, say wherever I've scored one or two, and not actually be happy with my performance. But like you say, a lot of the forwards do get credit because the goals seem to always be the highlight of what people see and what people remember. So for me, having Huddle, what we use now, and Joe going over things as well as other coaches for me in the past, it does help with your overall game, because I think sometimes you can hide behind the goal scored and thinking you're doing a lot better than you are. And I think that's what has helped me keep grounded. And I think also it just helps me improve my other part of my game, because the game itself is developing and I want to make sure that I keep up with that. And not just expect me to launch a ball down the pitch and just knock it into the back of the net. Because there's processes and ways that we need to make sure that we can not only be able to score, but to make sure we're compact at the same time. And the pressing itself works from the front all the way through to the back. And I think that's just the change in how we've played and the tactics and things that we have. But obviously, I'm not going to go into that into too much detail. But yeah, the tactics and things have definitely helped. And the analysis that we can get hold of is improved over time, definitely.
Another thing that improved, obviously, is the coaching and also recovery. I'm sure that's another big shout out to Nikki, who does a lot of great work. I'm sure that's great for a player, knowing you're going to, and you've got food as well after the game. You've got all the preparation is there ready for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think obviously the coaching previously was really good as well. I won't say it wasn't, but I think the support and the tools that we actually have now, so the help that we can pick out analysis from games, how far we've ran, high intensity running. And that not only helps Joe and Nicola to the workload that we have within training, it also helps to see, say if someone's had a niggle and be like, oh, how could we help that and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, the support that we're getting and the information that we're being given by the coaching staff, so like Nicola, Joe and so on, it really is supporting us, because a big part of the game is what we're doing off the pitch as well, not just on the pitch. And a big part of that is recovering, ensuring that we're getting everything we need to be able to recover and be ready to go again in training and on game days.
Yeah, and I want to segue now, Tash, onto this season. Another season with goals in it, 20 goals in 23 games. Not a bad ratio. How do you look back at the season as a whole? On the, you know, in terms of the the team in terms of, you know, where we are at the moment, probably not where we want to be in terms of position, but obviously we've lost players and, you know, there's been some disappointing days, but still some good performances and goals from you.
Yeah, I think it's one of those seasons where personal goals have been hit, but also personal goals that I want to still strive for. But as a team, obviously, the results on the table aren't what we want to see. But also, I think we're 100% playing the best football we've ever played. And it's just tweaking that now and just ensuring that when we're scoring and keeping the ball out of the net, that it's consistently happened, not just on one game or another. But I think all the information and the loading that we're getting from the coaching staff, I think that's helped. And you can see now that it's starting to tick. It's starting to, the understanding between the players and those that are here, really understand the ethic of Ipswich and how we want to play and progress up the pitch. But I think also for us, it's just something that we need to ensure that the players that we've got, we can keep a hold of. And because we just know how we're playing now, and that helps a lot, and you can see that. But yeah, again, obviously, it's one of those seasons where we want to ensure that we're pushing, and those little mistakes that we're making, we need to cut those out. And we know that as a team, and that's something we'll always work on, whether we're pushing for promotion or whether we know it's a little bit out of grasp at the moment. But yeah, it's just something that we can either look back on and see where we can improve in parts and go from there. Because at the end of the day as well, I think we can't dwell on what's gone now. It's now improving for the future.
Yeah, I have to say, I have really enjoyed watching. Not just saying because you're on here, and obviously there's a lot of players who maybe listen to this. I know Joe normally listens to this, but I do enjoy watching you all play. There's been times there's been frustrations, like you've got, oh, God's sake, you know, how we not, you know, scored that, or there's been mistakes and stuff like that. But that's all part and parcel of the football. There's always that's involved in it. But yeah, it's just been one of those seasons. But still some good moments this season, obviously in the FA Cup, you know, being a championship side. I'm sure that must have been another sort of milestone in your career as well, been able to beat a team from above. We've done that before when we were in tier four, obviously, when we of course went on to play against Man City, beat Huddersfield, but that must be another moment. Of course, Kyra's goal, I like to mention it because she doesn't score often, but that, what was that like as well, being on the pitch when you saw Kyra hit that rocket?
Well, it's quite funny actually, because obviously we even scream at her at training. We know she's got it in her locker, but I think for Kyra, she just likes to keep hold of the ball, bring in players, so to make space for other people, and then she'll distribute the ball. A little bit like Morsey, actually. She's definitely a Morsey type of player, and I think you can definitely see that within her game. But yeah, I think if she unleashes a shot a little bit more, I generally think she'd score a lot. She would score goals, because it's probably a ratio of one shot, one goal for her. But again, I think it's not something she needs to add into her game or whatnot. Of course, it would be something which would be beneficial for the team. But the way she plays, it helps the team as well. But I think, yeah, I guess if she takes a few more shots, then I'm sure they'll go into the back of the net.
I'm that typical football fan when I'm taking pictures sometimes where I look up and just go, shoot. But it's easy said and done. It's me just being pitch side, actually. You've got to be in the right position and stuff like that. But that was a great goal. And even there's times, I'm sure, like yourself, like you think, oh, I could have a shot here, but maybe it's not the right, you know, way to go around that, just in case, you know, you lose the ball and they counter-attack. It's just, it's one of those things. And maybe your other attackers would be like, moaning, why didn't you pass? But I think that's one thing as well, Tash. We've got a very good connections, obviously, on the pitch. You know, Pescat, your connection with Sophie Pescat has been unreal this year. The assists she's got, even the goals she's got as well.
Pescat is a very good player, and she will go to very, very high levels. And that's not just from playing with her and being a good friend of hers. But I think from what she's gone through from her injury, I think, and she has said this before, she's glad it's happened. And I think the rehab that she's had, the support that she's had, and it's not just the support that she's had, she's been supporting herself. And I think for her, as she was pushing herself even further and just ensuring that she would be able to get back to a high standard, and she's done that. I mean, like, it's her first ball, it will be her first ball season back, and you can see how, not even off the pitch but on the pitch as well, she's such a good player and such a good person to have around, and she's only going to improve. She's only going to get even better. I mean, she's got pace. She's very good on the ball. Her crossing has gotten even better. And that's perfect for me as a striker. And the connection that we have, it's nice. And also, she's not scared to take a shot as well. As you can see, she scored amples of goals as well. But yeah, I really do like playing alongside Pesk, and she honestly makes my job a lot easier as well. So that always helps.
Yeah, I can't wait seeing all of you on the pitch, but I can't wait for Pesk just to, with her pace, going down that wing and crossing balls in. And she's also obviously got a screamer in her as well. So maybe she'll score absolute screamer, but I just can't wait to see Pesk get down that wing and, you know, fans cheering her name, cheering all the players' name. I can't wait for it. I want to quickly mention some other players, Tash. Obviously, Boz is your new captain. You've had a few captains through the years, but Boz is, I'm trying to think actually, top of my head, the amount you've had. Obviously, Amanda Crump was one of your, the mainstay one. I think you had Amy Harrison as well. Bonnie Horwood.
Lindsay Cooper.
Well.
Lindsay Cooper, Bonnie. Yeah. Blue. EK.
Yeah. Eva. Eva Hubbard, of course.
Eva. Yeah. So it's about 7 or 8, I reckon, probably since I've been here.
Yeah. I think there's also...
But they've all been different as well. I mean... What's that, sorry?
Anyway, I think there's a little delay there, Tash, but carry on. Carry on.
There is. But no, going back to Boz, she was always a leader prior, but she just didn't have that armband on her arm. And you can see that not just on the pitch, off the pitch. I mean, she leads off the pitch. If Joe needs something circulating, Boz will be the first person to be able to do that. And getting together, getting everyone together, that's a key part, team morale off the pitch, which is really good. And not only that, I think since she's had the captaincy band, you can really see that as well. Like I said, obviously, she was a leader without the armband, but you can really see that now. And you can see that all within the media as well. She really has taken on to it, and the way she speaks and knows what she's doing as well. It's really good to see, and I'm really proud of her to have been able to step up as well, because ultimately sometimes when you get that captaincy ban, some people maybe shy away, but she really hasn't. And she's been really pivotal and helpful for the girls off the pitch, on the pitch, and what we're doing as a team going forwards.
And she's a good player as well, Boz, as well, isn't she? She's
not bad.
Playing out of position as well this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because she's normally a right back, but now,
I think for her as well, she's, her execution on pinging the ball, so across the field, I mean, she'll easily be able to find Pesigal on the wing or Lena in the pivotal hole in as a number 10. But it's just so good to see, and you can see the execution and development that has come within her game from the coaching from Joe and so on, when they do their units, you can really see that that is working. And like I said, obviously this season hasn't gone to where we've wanted it to go, but you can see the improvements, you can see the growth within the team and the players. So I think what we're doing, we're just going to keep on doing, and things are going to start turning, and we know it's going to be within our favour, because we're never going to give up, whether we're at the top of the league or middle, bottom, whatnot. We'll just keep on probing, we'll keep on turning the clocks, and hopefully we'll then get to where we need to be with all the hard work that we're putting in.
Yeah, and I want to quickly mention as well some of the loan players this year. Of course, Ruby Doe and Leonard Gunning-Williams. Obviously, you've got a unique sort of background in terms of your, you know, you came through your grassroots, and obviously, you know, you come in at a time where women's football was still very, it wasn't really growing much, but now, of course, it's growing and growing every year by year. Of course, you've got to give a shout out to Waveney and Lowestoft Town, of course, where you sort of started out. But I'm sure you won't change that, would you? You wouldn't change your you know, growing and, you know, progressing in football from then. But obviously now we've got Lena and Ruby coming from Arsenal and Tottenham, respectively.
Yeah, no, the way I've been able to progress my career, I wouldn't change it for the world. Obviously, I know I've had people ask me, would you want what Lena and, say, Ruby's got now, and all the development that they've been able to get through Tottenham and Arsenal. And of course, that would have been amazing. But where I've come from and how it's developed me as a person and a player, I wouldn't change it for the world. And I think now that I've been able to get the coaching and the development from Joe and previous managers, I think that has helped me. Maybe I'm a little bit behind where I wanted to be, but I'm pretty sure I'm catching up to that now. And I just can't wait to keep on developing and pushing myself even further. Because like you say, you say about how I must be really impressed with my goal scoring, but I'm still a bit disheartened in I haven't scored more this season and been able to help the girls even more to get the results that we've needed. But that's probably just me being more critical of myself, and I probably won't ever change that either, because that's what's kept me going and not giving up, really. Because at the end of last season, I think we've gone over this before, like, I wasn't getting into the team, and I could have easily just given up then. But I know where I want to be and what I want to do within the club itself to get it to where it wants to be. And yeah, I think shout out to the girls that have come in on loan, because they've really helped us as well, and they've been pivotal in some of the games where we've been able to get wins and get through to the next round of the cup. But yeah, I think everyone's journey is different, and I think that's the biggest thing to take from it, is if you're not in an academy or an RTC or anything, it doesn't mean you're not going to be able to make it to a higher level, and you've just got to work hard and maybe not get as much support within that as such, but just keep pushing yourself. As long as you've got the drive and you want to be at a certain point within football, then just keep going for it.
Well said, Tash, well said. And obviously, you're now one of the experienced players in the squad. Still at a young age, good age, you know, good age of in terms of your football career. But also, we've got such a young team. What's that been like, being one of the more experienced heads? Obviously, Boz, Boz is now, of course, the captain, but she's now one of the experienced players. We're now joking with her. Like, she's only 21, but she's now one of the experienced players, because we've got a lot of young players. What's that been like, the balance?
No, it's been really good, because like I've said before, I think we're a very mature team anyway, in the aspect of knowing the football game itself and what the factors are to be winning a game. And I think a big thing for us as a team, obviously we are quite a young team, is the consistency, and we know we want to work on that. And in training we do. So it's okay 1 week doing something really good. We want to be doing it week in, week out. And I think that's a big thing for us at Town, and what we want to do for the future. And the girls are doing really well with that, to be honest. Of course, there's going to be little glimpses where it might be just fatiguing and things like that. But yeah, it is weird to an extent, because I remember when I first started, I was one of the youngest. Obviously, in football, so you get older, so you are at one point of your career going to be one of the oldest. But yeah, I think the maturity of the girls, and like you say, Boz is quite mature and she's one of those senior players. But you've got the likes of Pesk, you've got the likes of Kyra. And again, they're all three of them are very young, but I'd say they're probably a few of the leaders that we've got that help and support. Maybe you won't hear it as much on the pitch from, say, a couple of the girls, but off the pitch and the support when you can see a player's down or they need that little push. But I think there's quite a lot of leaders within the team. So, and it's one of those things where we said we want a group of leaders. And I think that is now becoming evident within the squad.
Yeah, which is good to see. And obviously we've got good old Bonnie as well, although she's not going to be happy that I said old dear. That's my phrase. That's my catchphrase, Bonnie, if you listen. That's my phrase. don't shoot me. But no, what's Bonnie like? I know you're very close with Bonnie as well. And obviously, I can't wait to see her obviously playing in this game. She's, once again, I've said this to Boz before, actually on the previous podcast we did. Obviously, if you want to check that out, ladies and gentlemen, me, AJ and Boz did another podcast with Kings of Anglia. But yeah, Bonnie and sort of Cora, like Massimo Luongo and Sam Morsey in terms of the Ipswich Town women's team. But yeah, obviously, Bonnie, what a player. And she's been a fantastic addition since she signed, you know, I think 3 seasons ago now.
Yeah, no, she's been here for, I think it's 2-3 seasons now. And I think it's evident with our centre midfielders that they lead by the way they play. And you can hear them on the pitch as well. And I think that just helps those that are around them, say the even younger players around them, to support them and just ensure that the way they go about telling them if it's not good enough, it depends on the player itself. And I think as a club and a unit, they know that depending on the player and how to approach them to get the best out of them. And I think that's going to be in every single team and every single game within football. But yeah, they're very, very both good players. And I think for them, it'll be very good for them on Portman Road to showcase their Morsey and Luongo connections.
Yeah, unless that segues nicely, Tash. You've done this before. Absolute pro. We're going to talk now about the Portland Road game. And funny enough, though, this won't be the first time you've played there. This is the first ever league game, obviously, the league fixture. We played there in terms of a County Cup game. We weren't that affiliated with the club in terms of, we were still Ipswich Town in terms of now we had the badge and everything. But this is going to be the first time where we're really connected. Same kit, same, sponsor. And then obviously, the connection with the club and everything is really there. But what's your memories of playing at Porton Road, Tash? As you said, you're the only player in the current squad who has played there back in 2019, that was. What's your memories playing? And obviously, Porton Road's changed as well. A lot's changed. Of course, we've got new ownership. Of course, we're back in the Championship. Obviously, you've got a big screen now. There's loads of different LED, stuff. Even just the tunnel's different now. Even I'm sure the dressing rooms are different. But yeah, what's your memories back then?
Yeah, it was good memories. Of course, it's always going to be good memories and playing on Portman Road. But I think it was a different occasion within the League Cup. But I think obviously walking out onto the pitch and such a big pitch and such a big stadium with so much aura about it, you could just soak it all up. And obviously back then, I think we probably maybe had about 300-500 fans there. And I think at one point when we played Needham, I think the majority fans were Needham fans. So we're hopefully going to be changing that, because I know we've got near enough, just over 7,000 tickets sold, which is amazing. And the support that we're getting from people that maybe can't even make it as well, which is really good. So I think for us, it's going to be a big memory to take forward. And we just can't wait to be able to put that out onto the pitch and show what we can do. But yeah, I do remember scoring at Portman Road previously, so I won't be so nervous to be able to score this time. But again, I'm just going to make sure I play the game and we can hopefully get the 3 points and show all the fans what we're about and how we want to play football on the Portman Road.
Yeah, obviously, as you mentioned, over 7,000 tickets sold so far. Hopefully that will continue throughout the few days. And obviously on the day you can get a ticket and just go if you fancy it, later. And we'll do a more plug later on. But I want to talk about the game as a whole, Tash, because it's going to be a great day. A game that can leave a legacy, inspire the next generation, obviously. A lot of, we've got players who will be, walking out for the first time at Portman Road. How are you feeling about that? Boz will be leading the team out. I think you're, of course, there can be mascots, I'm sure. Are you bringing, is your nieces going to be your mascots?
Yes, I think so. No, I think for me, I won't lie, we've been speaking previously and we just said about waking up with butterflies already. But for me personally, I haven't had butterflies for years. So it's a good sign and I always play really well when I've got butterflies. So fingers crossed, touch wood, it'll be a good day. But yeah, I think it's all going to kick in when the music's running. You can hear all the bands in the background and you're about to walk out. But I think it's going to be one of those times where you need to relish it, because it is going to be a big part of the future of women's football at Ipswich Town. And this is just the start. And I know it will be, because you say it's one club, one team, women's, men's, all in one branch, one umbrella. It really is here. And I think Saturday is going to show that, and it will just show the importance of the fans also hopefully being a part of that and wanting to keep on thriving and pushing the numbers through the door, not just for this Saturday, but for the games in the future as well, because the support is only going to help us. And we want to be able to give a platform for those younger players that want to potentially play at Portman Road in the future, and hopefully we can keep on growing that platform for them.
Yeah, and obviously you're a trustee for the foundation, so you're a lot of games as well. You're in the director's box. We're just at Portman Road with different players, and so you're there when it's packed out stadiums, and you see the great football. Are you just looking forward to being able to play on that new surface? Because obviously it wasn't the surface it was back in 2019. Now it is a carpet, and I'm sure you can't wait to be able to play the football we play on that pitch.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you said, it's a carpet. The pitch has been resurfaced this season, so really it might be a different pitch. It is a different pitch from what I played on from previously. So I think it's going to be a really good occasion, and I think it's a perfect platform for us to be able to play the football that we want to play. So we're happy that we've been able to give the opportunity to play on Portman Road. So we're going to hopefully be able to showcase what we're about, and future games will hopefully be able to get a few more at Portman Road.
Yeah, that is the aim, of course. A little shout out, obviously, to the team we're playing, Tash. Of course, you need a team to play at Portman Road, so you can't forget about those. Opposition, of course, is Chatham Town, a team who we played before. Of course, this season, you scored 2 goals against them back in October, a 6-1 win at their place. A team who have struggled this season, not going to lie. No league win, second bottom. But as we know, Tash, anybody can beat anybody in this league. You can't underestimate any team at this level. I'm sure they're going to be up for it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of players in their squad who have never played in the stadium before, and I'm sure they're going to have butterflies. They're going to have nerves. And obviously, we're going to have nerves. But yeah, Chatham Town as a team, what can you remember from that game back in October?
No, it was a really good game. We were personally able to showcase how we want to play. But again, they were very aggressive, a little bit more in the second half. I'm pretty sure they changed their formation and how they played out. So that was just something we had to change and adapt to within the game. But yeah, I think it was a very good day for us away. Obviously, they play on AstroTurf. So again, the surface was okay. So it was a flat surface anyway. But yeah, I think, like you say, there's going to be nerves on both sides, as there always is in every football game. But again, that's going to be something that they're going to thrive at as well, being able to play at Portman Road and the stadium itself and the atmosphere that they'll be able to feel. Obviously, a lot of the fans will be for us, but again, that might put a little bit more nerves on them. But I think it's going to be very good for the women's game, and I think they know that as well, and they're happy to be able to support that. And obviously, we'll be playing against them on Saturday, and we'll hopefully come out on top.
Yeah, he says Saturday there, Tash. Of course, it is Saturday, 3 p.m. at Portland Road. That's going to feel a bit different as well, playing on a Saturday. Normally, Saturday is probably maybe a rest day, or you know, a day that you, of course, you've had a long week at work and training and stuff, and you know, thought, all right, get ready for the weekend. No, you've got Sunday to play. Saturday, though, you're going to be playing Saturday. What's that going to be like? And that's like a traditional, you know, 3 p.m. kickoff on a Saturday.
I think it will be good at the same time. It's one of those where we're going to have to adapt, of course. But the training that we're doing throughout the week won't change. Maybe loading will slightly change on each day just to account for that. But obviously, we didn't have a game Sunday, so that helps a lot with the loading. And they're able then to get a little bit more out of us on a Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. But again, I think there's plans put in place to make it look feel and look a little bit more homely than normal. Because obviously we're used to going to the AGL, not Portman Road. But yeah, I don't think it will change too much. Obviously, the occasion itself, we're going to have to soak up. So I think playing on a Saturday, it will be great, because then the girls obviously know they've got Sunday off. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And I don't think it changes much, it being a Saturday from a Sunday.
And obviously, it's going to be a good occasion in terms of the whole day, the start to the finish. I think it's going to be like a normal men's fixture. I think the fan zone is going to be open. Obviously, you guys are going to travel on the bus as well. I'm sure that's going to be another good experience, you know, traveling on the bus, coming in, seeing the pitch as you normally would do, going to the dressing room and seeing your shirt in that dressing room, Tash. I'm sure that's going to be a great moment. You've been able to play other stadiums before. Obviously, you played at Huddersfield Stadium, which was great. Of course, we won that game very well, 4-0, to then play against Man City. We played at Home Park. We played at Plough Lane against AFC Wimbledon in pre-season. And obviously, we played at, you know, Milton Keynes this year, Stadium NK, where, of course, you scored at late winner, as you mentioned. So, yeah, that experience, seeing your shirt in that dressing room once again, I'm sure you can't wait for it.
No, it's going to be really good, I think. Like you said, coming off the bus, walking into Portman Road, into the changing rooms, it's going to be surreal. But at the same time, I think we need to make sure that, again, we've got a game of football to play. So we just need to make sure that we're grounded at the same time. But to see our shirts in the changing room next to each other, obviously where the men's first team shirts are and where they've been and been able to be so successful at Portman Road, it's going to be something that we're going to cherish. And we're going to make sure that we take everything in, and then hopefully we can express ourselves onto the pitch.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. And Tash, sort of final bit of business, bit of a message from you to the fans, anybody who's listening who is still a bit umming and ahhing, maybe thinking, oh, I've got other plans, but I really want to go. What's your message to them to get them down to Portman Road? And, you know, it's going to be some good football and it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, and that's it. It's going to be a really good day, and be a part of what we're trying to achieve. The future of the women's game within Ipswich is going to be phenomenal, and we want you to be a part of it. So if you've not got plans and you want to get down to Portman Road, please do buy a ticket. You don't have to buy it online. You can turn up on the day. And hopefully we can see you roaring us on Saturday at 3 p.m.
Yeah, bring it on. Can't wait for it, Tash. Any other business from you, though? Anything else you want to mention and plug? I'm sure you're going to have your family there as well supporting you. And that's another big thing, you know, families and friends. That's another big, you know, support network for all the players that they've been there through thick and thin. Obviously, go on to so many different away games, home games, from tier four to now tier three and now playing at Porton Road. And I'm sure, you know, they've been supporting you from the very big start.
Yeah, as everyone knows, family is a big thing to me. So it's going to be very emotional walking out with my nieces beside me. And knowing my family's going to be there as well. But I think another thing that I want to touch upon is obviously we've spoken about how all the players deserve to play on Portman Road. But I think Joe as well, what he's put in since he's been here. I mean, obviously we go home and probably settle down, get our recovery going. But Joe's always going, and I think it's a big key and a big part of why we're able to play at Portman Road, because I think in a league game, obviously it's a lot different, but for what Joe's doing for us and continually doing for us, I think it's a thank you to him as well for being able to help and support us to be able to play and hopefully give all the fans a really good game and an account of what we're going to be about and push for the future. So yeah, I think a big shout out to Joe himself for what he's doing and continually doing for all the new younger players coming through and those that have been here.
Well said. Yeah, big shout out to Joe Sheehan, the gaffer, the man who leads his team, and I can't wait to see Ishwatan Women at Portman Road. Bring it on, Tash. Thanks so much for joining me. Thanks everyone for listening. As we said, get yourself down at Portman Road, 3 p.m. kickoff. Tickets are online, or as Tash said, you can go on the day, just turn up and go, yeah, I'm here to watch Ishwatan Women's team play. So bring it on. Can't wait for it. Thanks for listening to another Kings of Anglia Track the Girls Talk podcast, sponsored by John Fowlers. And bring on Saturday, 3 p.m. Be there and be part of history. Bye-bye for now.